Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a continued special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. Now, this is someone who I've been really looking forward to speaking to, a big favourite of mine. I know he's a big favourite of the Wolves fans. So we're very lucky to be joined by former defender and Dutch international, John de Wolf. John, how are you?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. A little bit quiet at the moment. It's the Corona time, but I'm at the moment assistant coach of Feyenoord. Yes. The head coach is signed today a new contract, Dick Advocaat.
Okay.
And we heard also today that the competition this year is over, and we start the quickest time at 1 of September.
See, that must be hard for you, John, because you've obviously put a lot of hard work into last season, and it's a shame now that it's ended.
Yes, we the last 14 games we don't lose. We come from the 14 of the place of 14 till the third,
wow.
6 points behind Ajax and AZ Alkmaar. And yeah, it's hard, but yeah.
I mean, John, obviously you're a legend at Feyenoord, and obviously you're a legend at Wolverhampton. You know, the people still love you here. Did you enjoy your time at Wolves?
Yes, of course. It was a great time and a special time. And also, my first game was on my birthday, 32 years.
Brilliant.
And also, the first game. Graham Taylor,
yes.
Give me the captain band.
Yes.
And the first game against Notts County, we win also with 1-0.
Yes.
And yeah, it was a short time after that. It was a short time, but for me, a great time. And yeah, it was unlucky there with my knee injured.
Yeah, I mean, John, the Wolves fans still love you. You know, they still remember you. They remember the hat-trick against Port Vale.
Yeah.
You know, you're the last defender to score a hat-trick for Wolves. I mean, what was that game like?
Yeah, it was a terrible pitch.
Yeah, it was.
And, yeah, it was a typical championship game in the league.
Yes.
And, yeah, we win that game and... Yeah, I scored three times, the first and the last hat-trick in all my career.
And, brilliant.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. But after the hat-trick, a couple of days, the home game, and then I had my bat injured on my knee.
Oh.
And from that time, it was not the John de Wolf who's coming on the 3rd of December.
What a shame, John, what a shame, because I'm sure you would have gone on to have a much longer career at Wolves. But I remember, actually, I think it was the Port Vale game where the referee made you take out your earrings, didn't he?
Yeah, it was also the game that Peter Shurtleff coming back in the team.
Yes.
And Graham Taylor asked me a couple of days before the game if it is possible for me or a problem that Peter give that Graham Taylor give the captain band to Peter.
Yes.
And it was for me not a problem.
Right.
And the most wonderful thing is that I scored three times in that game.
That was absolutely brilliant, John, and all the Wolves fans remember that.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant. So, I did send you a text, John, and I says, can you pick your best 11 from your time at Wolves? I mean,
yes,
you
course.
Sent me a team. It was a great, great team. So, are you going for a 4-4-2, John?
Yeah. I play not a lot of games, and there was also a lot of players, a couple of players who standing in my team, they are also injured. In my time, and I training and play a couple of games with them.
Yes.
But yeah, I think this is the best team. What I think the players who I play with with.
I mean, John, I did look through the team. It was a very good team. So, who are you going to start with in goal, John?
Mike Stowell.
Yes, what a goalkeeper.
Yeah, wonderful lad. And great, great goalkeeper and nice person. And, yeah, was a wonderful goalkeeper.
I mean, he played a lot of games for Wolves. I mean, as a centre defender, as you were, a central defender, how important is it to have a strong goalkeeper, John?
Yeah, it's important, but I think the central defenders are more important for the goalkeeper, you know?
Oh, I'd agree, actually.
I'm in the team with Dean Richards, with myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a wonderful couple, and yeah, and if there comes a strike to the goal, there is also Mike Stowell.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Stowell, over 400 games for Wolves, absolute legend. Who are you going to go for at right back on the right side of defence, John?
Andy Thompson. Yeah, wonderful lad. Always smiling, but yeah, it wasn't a typical English player.
He's still the same right now, back. John. To be fair, every time we see Andy, he's still always smiling. He's, you know, really happy.
Yeah,
positive.
I saw him also. I think I was 18 months ago to the Wolves, and I meet him also with Steve Bulley.
Yes,
and it was wonderful. What you say, Andy? Also, the same lad, and always laughing and joking. And,
yes,
but he was a good player for the team.
Yeah, he was at Wolves as well for a long time. So when we was climbing up the leagues, John, you know, he come with us from the bottom division all the way up to the Championship, and that's when we started signing. You know, the bigger players and spending money. So he played with us for over 10 years.
Yes, but Andy and Mike, they are the good lads, and they make it easier for to come as a new player.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And that's important for you, isn't it, John, coming from another country as well?
Yes.
So who is your left back in this team, John?
Mark Venus. Yeah. Typical, also an English player, good technique.
Yes.
And a good left back, and yeah, it's a winner, and a good cross, and also a very nice person.
Oh yeah, I mean, he was once again a good player for Wolves, but you know, played for many years and went on to have a good career after Wolves. But as you said, John, most importantly, it's about the central defenders. So, Which two defenders are you going to pick for this team?
First, myself.
Yes, John. You had to pick yourself. I wouldn't have forgive you if you hadn't picked yourself. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, I was in the team when I was not injured. I was the player who was standing there.
Right, John, brilliant. So I hope you're going to captain this team as well.
Yes, of course.
And who is going to play alongside you?
Yeah, that's Dean Richard. He was coming as a young lad.
Yes.
Wonderful player, and a lot of. He was a great player, and after the Wolves, I follow him and go to Southampton and make a big step to the Spurs. And the 26th of February 2011, I heard also the bad news, and it was a wonderful, wonderful player.
Very, very sad about Dean, because, like you said, he was a very, very good player, wasn't he? Wasn't he, John?
Yeah, it was unbelievable how good he was, and I played a lot of games with him in the Centrum.
Yes.
And it was easy for both.
Yeah, yeah. what a player Dean was, and he's featured in a lot of these teams, John. You know, he's been picked quite a lot because he was such a good player.
Yes, but yeah.
So moving into midfield, who is going to be on the right side of midfield, John?
Yeah, it's Tony Daly.
Tony Daly.
He was also 21 games for the Wolves, but he was coming from Villa.
Yes.
And very quick, good cross, hard work, a lot of technique, but also unlucky. He played not a lot of games, but what I saw on the training pitch and the games that I was playing with him, yeah, he was wonderful.
I mean, once again, it was such a shame for Tony because, like yourself, we was very excited when we signed him, but he got injured and we never really saw the best of Tony, did we?
Yes.
And
I played also a couple of games with him, but yes. Yeah, then he was brilliant. But then also, what you say, a bad injured on his knee, and he never come back on the same level.
So on the left-hand side, who are you going for?
Yeah, in my time, he was also injured.
Yeah.
But played also a couple of games with him. Steve Froggatt.
Yeah, well, no.
It was also a player is coming from Villa.
Yes.
And, he was on the ball wonderful. A lot of technique. He was quick, a good cross. And, he was also, in that time, unlucky that he had a lot of injuries.
Yes, yeah. And I think it was very obviously similar to Tony Daly. Very excited about signing him. You know, he was an attacking winger. He once again come from Aston Villa. But it's such a shame. Once again, we didn't see the best of him.
Yes, and he was also a quiet lad, but it was a wonderful player.
Yes, wonderful. You know, you once again two great wingers there. So who are you going for in the centre of midfield, John? Your two centre midfielders?
Yeah, the defending Gordon Cowans.
So the defending midfielder Gordon Cowans. I mean, what a player Gordon was.
The winner. He was coming and he was a little bit old.
Yes.
But a lot of experience and wonderful guy and what a technique on the ball. It's a little bit the same as Frans Thijssen, the Dutch guy.
Oh, yes.
When he had the ball, he never lost the ball and a winner, and he was very important for our team.
And they're the sort of players you want, aren't they, John? Gordon Cowans, in midfield, you know he's never going to lose the ball. When he gets it, even if there's players around him, he's going to keep possession.
And also experience, Derby County, Villa, Blackburn, Bari.
Yes.
And, it was but also a very good player, a winner, and he come also to the Wolves to bring them to the Premier.
Yes. Yeah. You know, once again, very, very experienced player. Obviously won the European Cup with Aston Villa. Once again, back end of his career, but he you could see he made a difference. I mean, just going off track a little bit, John, how disappointing was it for you in your time at the club? Because we had a great, great team. Graham Taylor was, you know, a great manager, and we was as supporters, we really thought that was our time and we was going to go up. How disappointing was it for you, John, knowing what a good team it was?
Yes, a lot of. After the competition, on the end of the competition, we played the playoffs against Bolton, and we lose there, and everybody, all the managers on the teams, they said, if I was fit enough for the whole competition to play, Wolves step up to the Premier. But
just such a disappointing time, John, because we did have a really good side, didn't we?
Yeah, what I said, myself was a lot of injured. Steve Froggatt, Tony Daly. Yeah, that are very important players for, and also with experience to bring the Wolves going up.
Exactly, and I think if it wasn't for those injuries, I really do think we would have done it. But you know, it's look, sad times, you know, that we didn't. But you know, obviously, things are great now. Who is going to partner Gordon Cowans, John?
New Emblem.
What a player Neil Emblem was.
Physical, very strong, good shot. A winner, but also. It was one of my teammates where every day we love each other, and it was a very, very nice guy. And he was a young guy, but he was a good player.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, with Neil, obviously we signed him as a central defender, and, he was very, very skillful, and he moved into... centre midfield, but I do genuinely think that centre midfield was his best position, wasn't it, John?
Yes, but he was very strong. He was not too quick. He was strong, and he in 90 minutes he go up and down, box to box, and it was a quality player.
Oh, absolute quality.
Yeah,
and the centre forwards, who is going to be getting your goals, John?
Yeah, well, two top strikers, and the first one is he signed the same time as me, Don Goodman.
He literally did he sign the same day, I believe.
Yeah, we signed in the week on the 5th of December, and we play also our first game at Notts County, home game.
Yeah.
And we won the game.
I mean, once again, with Don, everywhere he went, he scored goals, and he obviously came to Wolves and did that, didn't he, John?
Wonderful, wonderful player, quick, a very, very good header. Fantastic lad. I lived with him in the hotel, in the Mount Hotel, a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And it was a very nice person, but a very good striker, quick.
Yes.
And a striker in a 4-4-2, he was brilliant.
Yeah. He was. And I'm not going to guess who you're going to partner with him, but you can tell me, John.
Yeah. Yeah, the legend of the Wolves when I was coming, Steve Bull.
I mean, Steve Bull. I mean, had you heard of Steve Bull clearly before you'd come to Wolves?
What do you think? What do you mean?
Before you come to Wolves, had you heard about Steve Bull?
Yes, I heard about him, that he was also an international player when Wolves played for the second division.
Yes.
Yeah, if you are an international and you play in a team as in the second division, then it's a special. Then you have a lot of speciality.
Yes. I mean, what was he like to play with, John?
Yeah, he was aggressive, and he's a goal scorer into the 16-meter. He was brilliant. I was thinking he played 474 games for the Wolves.
Yeah.
And 250 goals. It's unbelievable.
Flipping it, you know more about Wolves than me, John.
Yeah.
I mean, look, that team, like you said, sadly you didn't play many games, John, because of injury, etc.
Yes.
And, you know, how disappointed was you when you left Wolves, John?
Yeah, I was very disappointed. I was coming to England, to the Wolves, to bring them to the Premier League.
Yeah.
And it was not. After my injury, it was not the best time for me, for myself. I never come back on the same level, and that was very frustrated.
Oh, hugely. And the question the Wolves fans want to know, John, have you still got all that long hair?
No, it's gone.
What about the earrings? Have they gone as well?
It's also gone.
Look, John.
There's also the reason that when I come sometimes to the walls, some people don't recognize me.
I bet, actually, yeah, because if you was there...
I sent you a picture after the interview. I sent you a picture. Then you know how is it at the moment with me.
Oh, that's brilliant, John. That's absolutely brilliant. Well, what we'll do, John, at some point in the future, when everything's settled down, I want to interview you, give you a full interview about your time at Wolves, because I'm sure you have some great stories. And, you know, like I said, I want you to know, John, that you do mean a lot to the Wolves supporters. You know, that they hold you in very, very high regard. And, you know, they still talk about you all the time. So I just want you to know that, John.
Yeah, but I love also the supporters, the club, and it's good. Sometimes I come back for a game, and it's wonderful, and it's coming home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And, do you still look out for the Wolves results, John?
Of course. Every week.
Brilliant.
They also were brilliant at the moment in Europa Cup, and
yes,
also in the Premier, and it's a very big team with a very good coach and a lot of support. The club is growing bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes,
and,
it is.
The supports are wonderful.
Well, John, thanks for that. Because I remember when I texted you the other night, you did text back and you did tell me that you loved Wolves, and you know, it means a lot to us. So thank you for your... Oh, that's what I was going to ask, John, actually. I didn't ask... I think I know the answer, but who's going to be your manager of this team? And, you know, I mean, tell us about your relationship with Graham Taylor.
Yeah, wonderful. It was a lot... he looked like a dad of me. I played against the Dutch team, against the England squad in Rotterdam, that we win. And then he was the coach. And he bring me over to the Wolves, and I was his captain, and it was a wonderful man, but also manager.
Yes.
And it's a shame for him.
Yeah.
That I was that my knee was trouble.
Yeah. How's your knee now, John?
It's okay, but after that, my knee is not not good enough. But it was a big injury, and okay, it's now not a problem for to coach Feyenoord and in my life. Just it's okay.
Oh, that's good. Well, John, I want to thank you once again. Obviously for coming on the podcast, and we will get you back on very soon, because the Wolves fans do want to hear your full story. Thanks for picking this great team. I'll just go through it very quickly. Mike Stoll in goal, Andy Thompson at right back, Mark Venus at left back, the centre halves Dean Richards and the legend John DeWolf. On the right hand side, Tony Daly, left hand side Steve Froggitt, centre midfielders defending Gordon Cowans, attacking Neil Emberlin, and the centre forwards Don Goodman and Steve Ball, and the manager Graham Taylor. That's a good team, isn't it, John?
Of course.
That's a great team. Well, John, I want to thank you for your time again, and we look forward to having you on the Wolf Whistle podcast very soon.
All right, take care and take safe.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
All right, all the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.